We delay the start of Hallmark's Charlotte Greenwood show in order to keep you up to the minute on the latest news. Jerry Lee reported. Up to this moment, the Japs have not yet given their answer to the latest terms for surrender. The White House in Washington has given no word of any kind concerning the enemy's reaction to the surrendered terms, although the President and State Department officials are standing by awaiting the word. Although the diplomatic world is marking time, the men of the fighting front continue to forge ahead against the enemy. Russian troops have advanced and have captured two vital ports in Korea. Reports from Stockholm indicate that King Gustav of Sweden is being approached by Japanese negotiators to act as a go-between for the surrender negotiations. The Japanese Doma agency reported that Emperor Hirohito's cabinet is in a special meeting which began at 4 o'clock this morning, our time. The American Broadcasting Company will continue to interrupt all programs for the latest developments. We take you now to our regularly scheduled program.
Whenever you have occasion to send a card, remember a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. The Hallmark Charlotte Greenwood Show. And here she is, that lovable lady of stage, screen, and radio, Charlotte Greenwood.
Wendell, today we tell a story about three young people who start out with good intentions but end up with quite a problem on their hands.
Well, with all the experience you've been through, haven't you had just about everything pushed on your hands, Mrs. Greenwood?
Everything, except a wedding ring. And it isn't Mrs. Greenwood, it's Miss Greenwood.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, Charlotte Greenwood is brought to you this Sunday and every Sunday at this time by the makers of Hallmark greeting cards to remind you that whenever you want to remember someone, you'll find a Hallmark card that says just what you want to say the way you want to say it. So when you choose a card, look on the back for the three identifying words, a Hallmark card. Yes, don't forget, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. Now for our weekly visit to a little town of Lakeview and to Aunt Charlotte and her problems of bringing up the three boys children, Barbara, Jack, and Bobby. It's late Friday afternoon, and Charlotte has just received a phone call from her good friend, Matilda Hamilton, wife of Lakeview's mayor.
Charlotte, I just had to call you to be scheduled for something. I want to make sure you're in a yes mood.
Matilda, I'm always ready to say yes, but nobody ever asks me.
Well, this is something different.
It always is.
Well, anyway, you're going to have a visitor. The mayor is on his way over to see you.
The mayor? Now, what have you put your husband up to now?
I just put him up to a thing and really made a suggestion.
A suggestion. When you turn your power of suggestion on the mayor, you've got enough kilowatts left over to run a washing machine.
Well, anyway, this is something I know that you'll just love.
Excuse me, Matilda, there's someone at the door.
Oh, dear, that must be him now. Now, Charlotte, do what he asks. I'll call you later, dear. Bye.
Goodbye. Good afternoon, Mayor Hamilton. Come in.
Thank you.
Do sit down, Mayor.
Thank you. Miss Greenwood, as you know, Mrs. Quincy's moving away from Lakeview leaves a vacancy on our Children's Recreation Committee.
Oh, that's a great loss to Lakeview.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
But fortunately, we do have one woman who can replace her. It's you, Miss Greenwood.
Mm-hmm.
You were nominated last night. It is my privilege to inform you of your nomination and to ask you to accept.
Oh, I'm honored, Mayor Hamilton.
No one is better qualified to get children to join hands in a warm spirit of friendliness, just as they do around the Maypole.
Yes, well, at least I qualify for the Maypole.
We need you on that committee, Miss Greenwood. Please say yes.
Well, Mayor Hamilton, I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's all right, Robert. Miss Greenwood, tell me that you'll accept my earnest proposal.
You mean you want to marry us, Charlotte?
There are other kind of proposals, dear.
Please accept, Miss Greenwood.
Barbara, Jack, you're just in time. Oh, hello, Mayor Hamilton.
How do you do, ma'am?
Children, your aunt has been nominated to fill a vacancy on the Children's Recreation Committee.
Great golly, Robert.
Why, Charlotte, how wonderful.
What an honor. Won't I be able to stick my check out?
Yeah, and won't I be sticking my neck out? Taking charge of all those children and maintaining the confidence of their parents is no small undertaking.
Well, you can do it, Aunt Charlotte.
Oh, you know you can. I'll help you.
Well, it's mighty good help that'll be, too, Robert.
You will do it, won't you, Miss Greenwood?
Well, I'd certainly like to try, Mayor Hamilton.
Good. Now, all that remains to be done is to go through the formality of getting the approval of Jasper Albright.
Jasper Albright?
The hardware dealer?
Yes. Well, what's he got to do with it?
As chairman of the committee, he has the final word.
He's an old fuddy-duddy.
Robert, a fuddy-duddy.
Oh, but he is, Aunt Charlotte. Have you ever been in his store? With him, you're either 100% right or 100% wrong. You've never heard of 99%.
Yeah, when he says a miss is as good as a mile, he's not fooling.
Well, when I say a miss is no good at all, I'm not fooling.
Everybody in Lakeview knows what a splendid job you've done in welding the Barton children into a warm, friendly family.
Yes, but a small family isn't a whole city.
Don't you worry about Jasper Albright. I'll bring him here to this house, and if he finds one single objection after he sees this happy family, then his head must be as thick as this book.
Look out! The book thing!
I'm sorry, dreadfully sorry.
Oh, that's all right, ma'am.
I hope I didn't damage it or scratch it.
Oh, the last scratch that bookcase got was 10 years ago, and there hasn't been room for another scratch since.
I'll pick the books up. I always do.
You always do?
They're always falling out.
I see. Well, Miss Greenwood, I'd better run along. If it's all right with you, I'll bring Jasper all right over to you tomorrow. Well, goodbye, children.
Goodbye, Mary Hamilton.
I'll see you to the door, ma'am.
Robert,
Dr. Albright
expects everything to be 100%
right. But he's coming over here. Something's got to be done about this book. And the sooner the better.
Yeah. Charlotte, stop. We'll get that appointment.
Hello?
Good morning, Charlotte.
Oh, Matilda Hamilton, you old fox, you.
I'm Matilda, the nominee for the Lakeview Children's Recreation Committee.
How does it feel to be the wife of Lakeview's mayor? Come to think of it, how does it feel to be anybody's wife?
Anyway, I'm glad to
come. Ah, subject to Jasper Albright's approval.
That's nothing compared to the ordeal I've got ahead of me today.
Oh, you're going shopping?
Mm-hmm, you'll get it.
What are you going to shop for?
Get some cabinets and towels and a pair of shoes.
Uh-huh, what are you going to buy?
Charlotte, I'll simply have to close my eyes
to the country. Oh, that's easy. The trick is opening your purse.
I'll do it. Goodbye, Charlotte.
Goodbye. Robert, where are you?
What in the world?
Robert, why are you emptying the bookcase?
Well, everybody said something ought to be done about the bookcase right away. And I'm doing it.
What?
Yep, I'm going to clean it.
Oh, that's a commendable thought, but don't you think you ought to talk it over with the rest of the family first?
They never think I have any good ideas.
Oh, but painting that bookcase is an excellent idea. And by the way, what color paint is that you've got there?
Oh, you'll like it, Aunt Charlotte. There's on the can here, vivid verdigris.
Vivid verdigris. That's green.
It is? Mm-hmm. Boy, won't Jack and Bob will be surprised.
Surprised? Mm-hmm. They'll be positively dumbfounded. But, Robert, please don't start painting until we talk it over. Hello?
Hey,
Mom.
This is Mr. Gates. I can't find
the man. Yes, Mr.
Gates. Just one second. I'll be right to pick up the bookcase.
What bookcase?
My bookcase.
Which bookcase is your bookcase?
Well, your bookcase.
My bookcase?
Yeah. Your bookcase is my bookcase.
Uh-huh. My time is your time, but aren't we wasting it?
No. No, no, madam. The paper's $6 for it.
For what?
The bookcase.
Oh, good heavens. You mean Barbara sold you our bookcase?
Yeah. For $6. Come around shortly and pick it up. Goodbye.
Goodbye, he says.
Is that you, Barbara?
No, Jack, it's me.
Oh, I've been waiting for you to come home, Aunt Charlotte. Come on in the living room. Look at the surprise I've got for you.
Jack. Oh, Jack Barton, what have you done?
Well, I decided that Jasper Albright wasn't going to see that dilapidated old bookcase, so I modernized it. Sawed off the legs and curly cues, removed the glass door, and sort of streamlined it,
eh? Yes, I see.
You don't like it? Gee, I figured it should be.
Oh, gosh, but Jack, it doesn't belong to us.
What? What do you mean?
Your sister sold that bookcase to Mr. Gates.
Well, I like that, but...
Well, if this is who I think it is, he won't like it. And it is.
Hello there.
I was just thinking about you, Mr. Gates.
I got to talk here now. I'll pick up that bookcase.
Say, it ain't it.
Oh, I'm afraid it is, Mr. Gates.
No. The glass door, the curly cues, and the legs, they're all off.
Yes, I noticed that, too.
Well, it's all out of proportion without any legs.
Yes, well, that makes it even.
That makes what even?
I'm all out of proportion with legs.
Won't do much good to throw them off.
You mean the bookcase?
Yeah. I say, look here now. You know that bookcase ain't the one I paid $6 for, and I ain't a-taking it.
Dear, there's Barbara. In here, dear.
Don't I think you get off work for an hour? I have a surprise for you. Oh, look at that
bookcase. Young lady, you sold me this bookcase, but wasn't in this condition. I want my $6 back.
Aunt Charlotte, how did this happen?
Jack also wanted to surprise me.
Well, somebody please surprise me with $6.
I haven't got it.
Well, what did you do with it, Barbara?
I wanted the house to look nice when Jasper Albright came, so I used the money to buy a new unpainted bookcase.
Have I got bookcase trouble.
Well, when the new one comes, I'll just have to send it back and repay Mr. Gates.
Woo! Anybody
else? Yes, here we are, Robert.
Come on out in the garage. I've got a surprise for you.
Oh, boy, another surprise.
Hi, everybody. Say, a brand new bookcase came today.
It's been delivered already.
Robert, where is the new bookcase?
Out in the garage. I just finished painting it.
Oh. Robert, you said finished painting it?
Yeah,
that's what I thought you said. Uh-huh. Did you paint it green?
Vivid? Yes. Vivid, burning, whatchamacallit.
Oh.
And says it looks well.
Oh.
Green. A green bookcase. Oh, they'll never take it back now. What am I going to do?
Well, first, I'll surprise Mr. Gates with $6. Here you are, Mr. Gates.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Well, paid $6, got $6. Leave some hold my own. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Oh, Aunt Charlotte, how will I ever pay you back?
Well, you surprise me that way, will you, sometimes?
Robert, will you answer the door, please?
Okay.
Jack, this is all your fault.
It's all your fault.
What did you have to sell it?
What part did you have to ruin?
Oh, you make me cry.
Well, that's nothing to what you make me.
Children, Mayor Hamilton and Mr. Albright are here.
Miss Greenwood, I brought Mr. Albright. Oh, no. I think.
How do you do, Mayor? And come in, Mr. Albright. Jack, take that saw off the chair.
Oh, sure.
Oh, just a minute, Mr. Albright. I'll just cut lumber out of your way.
If that was far to say a suit, Mr. Albright, I'll brush it off.
Not with that green paint on your hand, Bobby.
If you'll sit down, Mr. Albright, here, on this chair, I guarantee your safety.
Come on, sit down, Jasper.
Hammers, saws, lumber.
And paint, Mr. Albright.
I'm going to be blunt, Miss Greenwood. You have the very quality that I fear. As an actress, you have all of the outward charm and the inner disorder. No doubt in your life, you've had no need for organization and system.
Mr. Albright, you can't say that about Aunt Charlotte.
I certainly can't.
Do you see what I mean, Miss Greenwood?
Well,
I believe in treating children with kindness, but they must be taught order, respect, and discipline. I have been asked to consider your nomination to fill the vacancy on the Children's Recreation Committee. As an honest citizen, I cannot give my approval.
Just a minute, Jasper.
Please, Mayor Hamilton, that is Mr. Albright's opinion, and from what he's seen, I can understand it.
People usually do.
But
good day, Miss Greenwood. I'm sorry to have intruded.
Jasper, you've got to make a reason.
Oh, this is awful, Aunt Charlotte.
I spoiled everything for you.
Well, didn't make you.
I know that, darling. But what we've got to learn is when we do anything that concerns us as a family, we've got to do it together.
You all right? But what can we do together now?
Clean up this room.
Have you ever walked down a hospital corridor lately? If so, have you noticed how many rooms have screens with colorful cards pinned up on them? To their owners, those gay cards are precious, important. They help speed the tedious hours along. They brighten each day, not only because of their cheery design and good wishes, but because each card represents the thoughtfulness of a friend. Isn't there someone you know who would welcome your thoughtful card? Think a moment. And tomorrow at your Hallmark dealers, choose from among the thousands of distinctive cheer cards you'll find in the Hallmark selection. Beautiful cards with encouraging messages and clever cards that say get well with a lively sense of humor. Then, too, you'll see many fine original cards for remembering friends on their birthdays, their wedding days, anniversaries, and for congratulating those proud brand new mothers and dads. Whatever the occasion, you'll find an appropriate Hallmark card. A card that says just what you want to say, the way you want to say it. Yes, go to your Hallmark dealers tomorrow. Hallmark cards are on display at America's finest stores. Just remember, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. To the Hallmark Charlotte Greenwood Show. The Boston living room has been put in order, hammer and saws have been put away, and Barbara is singing.
Oh, and Charlotte, why did all this happen?
Gosh, all I did was paint the bookcase.
Yes, the new bookcase that we can't return now.
You had no right to buy that bookcase.
Well, you had no right to ruin the old one.
You say I've ruined it, but I've got a different opinion.
Well, there's only one correct opinion.
And I'm waiting patiently for someone to express it.
Huh?
Now, look, children, it isn't a question of which one of you is right or wrong. You're looking at this bookcase problem from different angles, not realizing that all your angles are on the same side.
Oh, how can you have so many angles on one side?
That's what I ask myself every time I look in the mirror.
Oh, Charlotte, that's not what we're talking about. Your figure is neither here nor there.
No, I wish there was a little more of it here and a little less of it there.
Charlotte.
Now, what's more important right now is whether or not we've learned anything from today's experience. Up to now, all you've done is shift the blame from one to the other.
Well, what about Mr. Albright?
Well, what about Mr. Albright?
I hate him.
Yeah, he's nuts. He should have put you on that committee.
Yes, he's crazy. I hate him, too.
Children, I never heard you express yourself like that before. Now, we're not hating anybody. Let's think about Mr. Albright's point of view. He came in here to see if I was suited to be on his committee, to find out if I was capable of creating harmony and cooperation. And what he saw didn't exactly demonstrate that, did it?
And did he have to be so nasty about it?
It's Mr. Albright's position, not his disposition, that concerns us.
Well, maybe you're right, Aunt Charlotte, but...
Well, now, look here. Yes, and he was right, too. He walked into a mess. We can understand Mr. Albright only by having him understanding us. Now, let's go right down to his store and see him.
Miss Greenwood, if you've come here to plead your case, you're wasting time.
Mr. Albright, we've come for quite different reasons.
All of you?
All of us.
Me too.
If you people realized how I run my business, you'd appreciate my point of view.
We do appreciate it.
Well, that's how we come, Mr. Albright.
Yes, Miss Weston.
There's a shipment here from Jones and Company, 5 packing cases.
Right on time.
Right on time.
Of course. Have the cases brought directly into the store.
Into the store?
Why not?
But now...
Don't you listen?
But
you heard me, Miss Weston.
Yes,
sir. You see, Miss Greenwood, I insisted the shipment arrive precisely 10 minutes before closing.
10 minutes before closing? I don't understand.
Tonight I shall unpack, and everything will be in ship-shape for the morning. That is careful planning.
Mm-hmm. I'll say it is.
And it is I, young man, who does all of the planning. My employees carry out the plans as I direct. That produces unity of purpose and unity of action.
Both of which seem to have been lacking in my household today.
Precisely.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Just want to check. Yeah. Are you sure you want all those packing cases brought right into the store?
Have them set right down in the aisles, Miss Watson.
Mr. Albert, I'd like to
Mr. Farthing get them into the aisles?
Yes, of course he can.
Well, then tell him to get them there.
Yes.
Well, what are you standing around here for? Go and do what I told you.
Oh, yes.
With employees like that, Miss Greenwood, you can see why I must have complete control of things. This hardware store carries over 7,000 different items.
Including your two employees.
7,000 different items, Miss Albright?
And I keep track of every last one of them. I know precisely how many of each I have and precisely where they are. That is the way I like things to run. Precisely. Do you understand?
Precisely.
Good. My sales force arrives precisely at 8:30. I arrive precisely 5 minutes earlier. My whole business runs like clockwork.
And your clocks run the whole business.
You will notice, for example, I have an electric clock and a mechanical clock.
No sundial?
Please. If a fuse blows, the electric clock stops. But the mechanical clock keeps running.
Of course, you never forget to wind it.
It is the first thing I personally do every morning. Next, I personally tear off a page of the calendar.
And then you personally open the store.
Please, Miss Greenwood, you don't seem to understand.
Oh, but I do, precisely.
Yes.
We're all set out.
Very good. It's 5:30. You may go now.
Go. Well, when are we going to unpack?
You've got all the packing cases puffing up the aisle.
Of course I have.
But you can't do that.
Mr. Farthing, since when are you telling me what to do?
I
give the orders and you carry them out.
But
that is all you're supposed to do and that's all you're capable of doing. Now go home, both of you. Go on, go on.
Mr. Albright, don't we usually stay open until 10:30 on Saturday?
Of course we do, but this is Friday.
Miss Weston can't contradict you, but it is Saturday.
Please, Miss Greenwood, stop confusing me. This is Friday. It says so right on my calendar here in big letters.
Well, right here on this newspaper in small letters, it says Saturday.
Saturday? How can that be?
Well, when it comes to being organized, the solar system is one up on you.
Organized?
You're over-organized, Mr. Alcott. I've been trying to tell you all afternoon this was Saturday. I could have fixed your calendar, but you never let me touch your desk. You never let me say anything. Well, now I'm going to say what I've been wanting to say for 15 years. I quit.
Why, it's Saturday night. You can't quit.
You certainly can.
Mr. Harder.
So can I.
But,
and I do. Goodbye.
Come back here.
I think from here on, Mr. Albright, it'll take a little more diplomacy than that.
Saturday. My biggest night. My employees quit. My store cluttered up with packing cases. I've got to have help.
May we help?
You.
All of us.
We can get those cases unpacked
and put all the things away before your Saturday night rush even begins.
Mr. Albright, have you a hammer and a pinch bar?
Cabinet 6, partition 8.
Jack, cabinet 6, partition 8. A hammer and a pinch bar.
Right. I'll have those cases open in a jiffy.
Barbara, roll up your sleeves.
Me too.
You too, and pull up your socks. And in the meantime, Mr. Albright, if you'll give me the phone number of your employees, I'll try to get them back here after dinner.
Maker store, Mr. Albright.
Cabinet 3, you'll find set
between 2 and 4.
Yes.
We're catching on to your system, Mr. Albright. How about these 10 amp fuses?
Count at 5, tray 11.
Count at 5, tray 11. And Robert, put one of those fuses by the electric clock, just in case.
Well, I guess this is the last of it. Porcelain towel rack.
Cabinet 4, partition 7.
Yeah, now let's clean up this mess and take it out of here.
Alley 1, hand stand 6. Alley 1, hand stand 6.
Miss Greenwood.
Yes, Mr. Albright?
I'd like to speak to you.
Now, don't tell me I put the potato peelers where the pickle fork belongs.
On the contrary, Miss Greenwood, you put everything where everything belongs, including me.
Please, Mr. Albright, we just tried to help.
And you did extremely well. You got my merchandise distributed for me. You got my employees back. However, you mustn't get the impression that this kind of upset is the rule with me. On the contrary, it's the exception.
Oh, I know all about exceptions. I come face to face with them every day.
I may jump to conclusions, Miss Greenwood, but when I'm wrong, I jump at the opportunity to correct.
I know.
Jasper Albright, you're just the man I want to see.
Matilda Hamilton.
Why, Charlotte, what are you doing here? I just found out what Jasper Albright did to you. And after all what I've been through today, that was all I needed.
You've been shopping.
for a kitchen cabinet. What a dreamer I was, thinking I could get one for $12 or $15. One store had them on sale, $23.98. What do you think they were reduced from?
From a couple of defunct pine trees.
Charlotte, you wouldn't joke if you knew how desperate I am for a cabinet.
You are, eh? Say, why don't you and the mayor come over tonight?
Well, we'd love to.
Well, now suppose we clear out of here.
Not so fast. I still haven't said what I came here to say.
And I haven't said what I started to say. Miss Greenwood, may I inform the other members of the Children's Recreation Committee that you have consented to serve as one of them?
Please do, Mr. Albright. For me, it marks the end of my visit to Lakeview and the beginning of my living here. Here it is, Matilda.
What do you think of it, Mrs. Hamilton?
Oh, it's lovely.
Who would ever think that an old bookcase could return you to such a fine kitchen cabinet?
Well, Mayor Hamilton, Barbara made the design.
And Jack carried it out.
And I tailored it. And it's a perfect green for a kitchen cabinet.
Oh, then you'll buy it?
Of course I will. Great golly, Waddle.
For $10 without a moment's hesitation.
Matilda, I can't believe it. You've actually got what you wanted at the price you wanted to pay.
It's the first time my wife ever got what she wanted at the price she wanted to pay.
Well, I think it's a beautiful job.
You see, children, when you work together with a single purpose, it's got to be a beautiful job.
It's just that spirit in you that made me feel certain you'd overcome any difficulty with just for Albright.
I admire Mr. Albright. He made a great discovery today.
What discovery did he make?
To devote years taking stock of 7,000 items takes too little time to take stock of yourself.
I have a notion you led him to that discovery.
I'm sure she did.
Miss Greenwood, you're a remarkable woman. You should have everything in the world, and I can't understand how you missed out on one thing.
Yes. You mean why I never married?
Well, yes.
That
is very simple. I never found what I wanted at the price I was willing to pay.
We'll be back in a moment. Meanwhile, I want to remind you again, the next time you buy a card for any occasion, look on the back for the identifying words, a Hallmark card. H-A-L-L-M-A-R-K. A Hallmark card. Like sterling on silver, those three words are your assurance of finest quality. You see, it's quality that has maintained Hallmark leadership for more than 30 years. Because Hallmark quality tells your friends you cared enough to send the very best. Just go to your dealer and say,
I'd like to see the Hallmark card, please.
Or always remember,
the Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness.
And now, Charlotte Greenwood.
Friends, Uncle Sam is asking us to help our food supply by canning all the vegetables and fruits that we can buy. By putting into cans and jars the summer's golden meal, the goodness of the rich warm earth for winter's usage steel. Now, canning is very sensible. It saves you money, too. But when you can, there's something else more vital that you do. For every gleaming jar and can you put upon the shelf will represent not food alone, but something of yourself. It stands for all your careful work, your skill and patient care, and all the love you've spent to give your family proper fare. So when you open jars next year with winter skies above, be glad it's not just food you can. What you preserved was love. So long, friends, until we meet again. So long, neighbor, till next Sunday, I'm your friend. Hold on.
So long. This is Wendell Niles speaking. The Hallmark
Charlotte Greenwood Show came to you from Hollywood.